With Purim upon us, we've been learning Baruch Hashem this year a lot of the Torah of the Gra, and I want to speak about one element of the Gra's Torah. One of the challenges is that it's not like the Gra had one idea about Purim. Between the Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, between the Gra and his entire commentary on Megillas Esther, written different levels, there's an enormous amount of Torah of the Gra. What I want to try to do is highlight one particular element of the Gra's Torah. It's going to be a yisod of the Gra. Some of this is going to be based on Maral. Some of it's based on ideas developed by Reb David Cohen, the Reshiva of Chevron. It's a very, very beautiful Torah. Let me begin in the following way. Reb Hudner and Pacha Yitzchak on Purim points out what is a well-known observation of the Gra. The Gra noted that in general, the Gemara tells us, the Maseches Pesachim, many of us have learned this Gemara, that when it comes to Yontif, so one Shita in Tanaim at least, is that the proper balance in terms of our own needs and the needs of the Ribono Shel Olam is Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi Lashem. That when a person, on Yontif, so part of the time is dedicated to your own physical enjoyment, and part of the time is dedicated to Ribono Shel Olam. Points out Rav Hutner in the name of the Gra, that the Gra noted that there are 2 days that seem to be extremes in this respect. Yom Kippur seems to be a day of Kulo Lashem. Yom Kippur's day, we don't engage in any form of food at all. We're like Malachem's Kulo Lashem. And Purim, he suggested, is a day of Kulo Lachem. Purim is a day of less of that kind of Talmud Torah. Purim is a day of a lot more focus on this world in terms of the activity of Mitzvot Hayom, of a Seudah and what that looks like. What is the Pshat and why is that so? So said the Gra, that is Pshat in the Tikkuni Zohar, many of us are familiar with, that Yom Kippur is like Purim. And what he meant by that, says the Gra, is that in fact there is one Yontif called Yom Kippur Purim. It's one Yontif. And together it combines to be like any other Yontif, Chatziu Lashem and Chatziu Lachem. Just the Yom Kippur part is the Chatziu Lashem part, the Purim part is Chatziu Lachem part. But there's really one Yontif called Purim and Yom Kippur. That's one yisod of the Gra. But Rav Itamar Garbos, one of the great giants of our generation, in his Mishnas HaMoedim, Sefer Antares is unbelievable. We just have to note that if we're gonna he's really remarkable. Mishnas Antares is a fantastic Sefer. I happen to like him a lot, Rav Garbos. He's unbelievable. When Enspa Kolos past summer went to Gedolim trip in Bnei Brak. So when they went to him, so Kiva Ackerman made sure that my son Chaim got a special, interaction with Rav Garbo. He's unbelievable. So he points out in his Mishnas HaMoedim, page 53, points out that there's another yisod of the Gra, but the link between Yom Kippur and Purim. This is in the Gra has in the Sefer Yehol Or, as well as in the Purusha Gra al Torah Vayikra Chav Gimel Kolin Lamed Beis, and that is the following idea, that Yom Kippur and Purim share something else in common, which is, in the name of the Gra, a very powerful element of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara in Tainus on Chavav Mabei speaks about Yom Kippur's role as Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the day when we got the Lucho Shniyos, the day when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. That is one element, and Purim is also an element of Kabbalah HaTorah. The element of Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim is described in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Beches, that the Gemara tells us that at Matan Torah originally, Milam Eitzer Kafag, Baruch Hu'aleim, Mezahar Kegigis, the Ribono Shel Olam held over us a mountain when we were at Har Sinai, held over us a mountain and said, accept the Torah, and if not, I'm going to drop this upon you. Remember correctly, your grandfather once spoke, it was an unbelievable observation he did about what it was like to be under the mountain. He did a little bit of research about what the average temperature was like at that time of year, Vav Sivan, in the desert. And you heard him do this? It was remarkable. It was like an amazing, there's a lot of Yiddish going on there, obviously, also. It was like very, very, it was amazing. Like the experience of Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, giving you like the experience of like what that was like. Because Baruch Hu threatened us, if you accept Torah, grave, not sham take furaschem. So the Gemara says that, okay, so what are you going to do? We take it. The Gemara says, Mikan, Amar Bachar Yaakov Mikan Moda Rabel Oraisa. L'chora, this gives us an amazing Tor onus. If the only reason why we take Torah is because we're forced to do it, that's not binding. Why are we going to get punished and the like? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Afal Pichin, even though really we were forced into it initially, Hadr Kiblua Bimei Achashveros. We re-accepted the Torah in the time period of Purim, Kimu V'Kiblu, a new Kabbalah Satorah. Says the Gra, we see the Yom Kippur and Purim are similar not only in that, Chatzilachem, but they are similar in that it is a Kabbalah HaTorah. They both have a Kabbalah HaTorah component which is there. The primary question we want to speak about is what exactly is the nature of this unique Kabbalas HaTorah that took place on Purim. What is this unique Kabbalas HaTorah on Purim? What made Purim a time of Kabbalas HaTorah? What was the form of it? What exactly was going on here, this unique Kabbalas HaTorah, when it comes to Purim? Especially given the fact it's not really so clear in Megillas Esther that there's a new Kabbalas HaTorah. It's not really clear what the Kabbalas HaTorah really was. So what exactly is this element of Kabbalas HaTorah which is present? We're going to develop two ideas. The first is going to be brief, but I was very into it when I came across it yesterday. I really just wanted to get the shiur because I wanted to talk about this very brief ha'ara. It's ha'ara from Makif Nikaf that the Gra had to explain the Kabbalas HaTorah of Purim. It's ha'ara from the beginning of the first parak of Bavasra. What's the limud? So again, I apologize for the computer usage. I despise it. But this is it's page 135 in Megillas in the Masada of Cook version of the Gra on Megillas Esther. So the Gra had the following idea. What's the vort of this Kabbalas HaTorah that took place Dafkan Purim? So he said, we paskin Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah B'Metziah and Dalam Beis. Hamakif es chaveiro mishal shvichosa v'gader es harishon v'esashniyah v'esashlichis ein mechayv en oso. If a person has a field, and that field is surrounded by a different person's field, and they build three walls, and I, on some level, have now my field is protected on three sides. Are the walls in between, or are the walls outside? Doesn't matter for this vort. So there are three walls that are surrounding me. So the halacha is ein mechayv en oso, I'm not chayev to pay. But Rabbi Yossi says, im amad v'gader es haraviz, megagan lav es hakol. Says Rabbi Yossi, if you get up though and you build a fourth wall, we make you pay for all four. Why are we making you pay for all four? Because when you got up and you built that fourth wall, you have demonstrated that you were excited and happy and you were nana from the first three walls also. When I got and I was Mosif, that fourth wall, that is the way that I demonstrated that in fact I am in to all of this. Gila daito shenichale b'may degadar chavre. Therefore, said the Gra as follows. It's awesome. Ad sheba, Rabbi Ad sheba, Achashveros, Haisla Yehudim, Tainas Ones, the Kabbalas HaTorah. Until Achashveros came along with a Taina of Ones. The Torah was given, but we didn't do anything to demonstrate that we were excited about it. We were stuck with it. So therefore, we were considered to be Ones. But once we accepted this new mitzvah called Purim, Kedesiv, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleim v'alzarim, that we were mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvah of Purim, Hiru kinicha lehem lekabel hamitzvos she'amdu v'gader es haraviyis. Nimtza ki bazesh she'kaimu lemalem ha'shekibu lemata she'kibla mitzvah nosefesh el Purim kimu ma she'kibu kvar. That what do we see as a result of this? The fact that we were willing to be mekabel the mitzvah of Purim, it's like we built that fourth wall. The fact that we were willing to be mosef something showed us we believe in Torah. We're excited about Torah. I want even more of it. And that shows that even the original ones I got weren't just because I was forced into it. I was a Gloy Milsa. I showed Megala Das that I want all of it. So when we were Mekabel Purim, it was the equivalent of being Amad V'Gader Es HaRaviyas. It's as if we now have demonstrated our own desire. And once you've demonstrated your own desire, so then the whole thing becomes Chayav on you. In that sense, says the Gra, it wasn't A. Again, it's the original, where this comes from, they point out notes there a little bit. But this totally goes as follows. The Kabbalas HaTorah of Purim was not a Kabbalas HaTorah that we were mekabel all of Torah. We were mekabel Purim. But once we were proactively mekabel Purim, that was the way of demonstrating that we really love the world of Torah and mitzvos. We even want one more. We even want a shlemus that comes as a result. Memela, there's a new Kabbalas HaTorah which is there. I believe I saw last night, I saw yesterday at some point in time, but I couldn't find it again. Kimat, the same vort was suggested by one of the great author of Svarim, passed away, I think it's like 10 years ago, Rav Nassan Gestetner, Lahoris Nassan. Lahoris Nassan has a beautiful Torah about this, based on this kind of idea. He says, what do you see from here? You see from here that every single time a person is in their own, this is true for Klal Yisrael, but every time you have a Jew and he's mosif something in Torah, it shows that my commitment to all of it isn't just because I was forced into it, but I want all of it. When I'm Amad V'Gadar Es HaRaviyas, I'm showing how much I want all of this. He says that's why when a person's learning Torah and they have a little bit of a Chiddush, have a little bit of a Hosafa of their own Torah on top of that, that's a Bechina of Amad V'Gadar Es HaRaviyas. It's a Bechina of showing that I love all of Torah. That's why I want to be add on to it. I want even more Hana from it. Shows the extent to which I really am into the entire package. I want all of it. I'm willing to be Mosif. I want all of it. That demonstrates something. So one element of the Kabbalas HaTorah of Purim, says the Gra, is the fact that it was the way that we showed by adding Purim, we like Torah and mitzvos. We're happy that we have Torah and mitzvos. Look, we want to be most of things. If you're most of things, Amud v'gadar saravias, the whole thing's gevaldik, the whole thing's unbelievable. That is one mahalach of the Gra. So we saw in the Gra, Yom Kippur and Purim are ba'atzem one yontif. That means both of a kabbalah Torah. What's the unique kabbalah Torah of Purim? So one is that it demonstrates our own desire. Amud v'gadar saravias. There is another idea. David Cohen and a bunch of his Sfarim Machshav are fantastic, and Yemei HaPurim, not to be confused with Yonatan Sacks' Yemei HaPurim, even though they're both grandchildren of Tzvi Ben Frank, maybe great grandchildren, but they're both descendants. That's why David Cohen has Askama of Sacks' Sfarim, and I believe that it's written as Shin Beis is the Rosh Tevos. Shin Beis Rosh Tevos. Anyone familiar with that Rosh Tevos? She'er Bisari, it means a relative of mine. You see that when someone quotes someone in Sefer, Shin Beis, I mean She'er Bisari. Is that for you? I feel like those things probably... You went to Rosh Tevos also?
A little bit.
Okay, fine. Gufa. So we're back to our second now. There is a... I find it to be one of the sharpest. It was unbelievable. Here's a Torah. I'll explain that. It happened at the Shabbos table last week that someone referenced that Yehuda has the phrase in the middle of a conversation when somebody, like, you've moved on and someone goes back to a previous stage of the conversation. So the Gemara will say gufa, like to go back to where they were. So someone said that you use it as a verb sometimes. Wow, he just gufa did that. Like in the middle of a conversation, when someone goes back to a previous part of the conversation, to gufa it. So I'm going to gufa this right now. I'm going to flex a little bit, and then we're going to go here. I intentionally have never used that word correctly, correct?
That was good.
The flex?
Well, yesterday you flexed wrong.
I did. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable you can do that on the spot. Wow. Okay. I'm going to try to stick to... I don't know. Okay. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Okay. Let's unpackage an element of the Gra. I want to develop a Yesod. It's Yesod which is very, very powerful. Let's begin like this. Rashi writes in Masechet Shabbos that the Hadar Kiblua b'mei Achashverosh, Rashi writes, is partially there. It's me ahavas hanes. That what generated our desire to be the Kabbal Torah, it comes from Ahavas Hanes. So writes the Gra. So writes Rashi. What's this Ahavas Hanes? What's the amazing Ahava the Nes? Especially, we've had other miracles historically. What was the Ahavas Hanes of Purim that somehow was more powerful and generated an element of Kabbal Satorah? That's one question. Part two, there is a very, very famous Maharal. It's a very famous Maharal. Maharal's in Tiferes Yisrael, a couple other places also, where the Maharal has the following Ha'ara. Why was it? Tosfos has the Kasha in Maseches Shabbos, Medrash has the Kasha also. Why was it necessary for Kafa Aleim Har Kegigas? Haray, Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. So which is it? We chose Torah? Or Torah was forced upon us? We chose Torah, or Torah was forced upon us? Which is it? So Tosfos' answer, so further, the Medrash Tanchuma says, somewhat famously, we chose Torah Shebichsav. We were forced into Torah Shebalpeh. Tosfos says, we initially wanted Torah. We got so scared from the fire that surrounded Matan Torah, we started to backtrack, and that's why Kars Baruch Hu had to have Kafaleim Harki Gigas. We've quoted many times in the past, Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum Sa'ara on that, the great Mirror Rosh Shiva, that what's the pshat? Tosfos says, we were willing to take Torah, but the fire, Matan Torah, scared us so much that we backed it because Baruch Hu had to force us into it. So ask Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum, the Kasha, so why don't you just not give the Torah with fire and then we'll be okay? We were scared of the fire, so then we had to be forced into it. Just don't give the fire and we'll buy into it. Elamai said Shmuel Birnbaum, because Torah without fire is not called Torah, and that was Kabbalah Satorah. It had to come with fire, there's no other way to do it. Says the Maharal the following insight. It's good, Mar Malcolm. You're over there. Yeah, my wife wrote that in an article. Very good. Very good. Donnie's over that also. Donnie will never talk in Shir, but he will talk to know that he had Bikis in that.
No, I wrote the cash over him when he shared over our restaurant.
So, the Maharal has the following insight. Says the Maharal, why Nasa Venishma and also Kafalim Hark Gigas? What exactly is the Pshat? So, this is a very well known Maharal. Rav Ganz, I think, would often quote this on Friday night's yeshiva around Parsha Yisro time. Sometimes quote this. the following Torah. There are two ways to relate to Torah. One way to relate to Torah is that Torah is something which I do, which is, I chose it, it's nice. A guy decides I want to become more religious, so I decided I wanted to go for Torah. Torah seems good. It's all nice. That's an attitude to Torah, which would come from a world of Na'aseh v'nishma. I opted into this. And if you think that it's something which you opted into, so anything which I opted into, I could very easily assume I can easily opt out of. Listen, I wanted this because Na'aseh v'nishma. Now I don't want it anymore, and therefore I'm able to leave. That's the way that it works. And someone who made a commitment at one stage could decide that they want out of it. Says the Ma'aral the following idea. Kafalem Har Gigas. The Ribbono Shel Olam was telling them, and I know you're saying right now that you want it. I know you're saying you want it right now. But I want to explain something to you. What I want to explain to you is that the necessity of Torah is present. If there would be no Torah, Sham Teik Furaschem. Gracious, Bishvil Torah, Shanikus Racious. If there would be no Torah, the world would cease to exist. The necessity of Torah is so present. Rebbe Shalom says, I know you're opting in, but I want to convey to you that it's good that you're opting in, but please understand, this is an ultimate kind of a chibur that needs to be present, and it needs to be present at all times. So says the Ma'aral, a very beautiful idea, the necessity of Torah. But if that is so, asks Rav David Cohen the following very simple question. The Ma'aral himself is sensitive to this, although his answer is somewhat unclear, which is, so then what's the whole inyan of Purim? Of the Modar, Rabbal, Oraisa? What's the whole inyan of Purim that suddenly Purim is the Hadar Kibluah B'mei HaShveros, that we're Mekabel Baratzon? We already had a Kabbalah Baratzon. So we already had it, and then we were forced into it. And the Iker inyan was to be forced into it. So what's going on in Purim time? What's going on in Purim time? What exactly is the Yisod? Or exactly the Yisod of the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim. So the more that you understand the binding nature of the Kabbalah HaTorah of, in general, so what was Purim adding? And what's the Yisod that Purim came somehow, Me'avas HaNeis, generated our desire to have a new Kabbalah HaTorah? What exactly is the Yisod? So we're going to say it over in two steps. Ezra Hashem will do a good job with it. First step is as follows. Step number one. The Gra, in his commentary on Megillas Esther, tells us the following idea. It is a very, very beautiful and very, very yisodistic comment. Says the Gra as follows. The Gra says that the real Iker Yisod of the Nes of Purim is the fact that the Nes of Purim took place in the context of a Gullus and a Hester Panah. Meaning, we know Shem Hashem is not really there. It's all there. Beremiza, Melech, is a reference to Ribbono Shel Olam. But the real Iker Yisod of Purim is the Yisod that Kadosh Baruch Hu is present for us even in moments of Hester Panim. Even in moments where things are hidden. That is the Omek HaPshat in the Ahavas HaNes. The Ahavas HaNes that took place Dafka on Purim. Because there's a miracle and a love that you can be aware of. We referenced a similar idea this week. When you're on good terms with someone, and everything is smooth, and they're right in front of you, so to feel your love is a very powerful form of love. But there's also something somewhat lacking. Because we've made a statement at this time, listen, we're in really good terms right now. We're getting along really nicely. Everything is wonderful. But you don't always know, like, what's going to happen when things become more challenging. What's going to happen in moments of struggle? It's like sometimes it's almost like a couple's going out, and it's only been good the entire time, and they're about to get engaged. So I always get, like, a little bit nervous. Like, have they weathered any storms together? They know what it's like when everything is good, but what happens when things are somewhat more challenging? So that's why it's one mahalach and why at the bedekin you cover white face, I'm thinking about you even when you don't see me, meaning it's even when there's a Hester upon him, I still have you in mind. That is the Iker Yisod of Purim. That even in a moment of Hester upon him, and even in a moment where it looks like things are terrible, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always behind the scenes, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always calling the shots, that the Hester upon him is something which is still there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still aware, because Baruch Hu is still playing a role. Bli Shem Safek is still present. David Cohen is Mosif the following idea. He thinks based on this Yisod of the Gra, this is what Purim is about, I can understand what the unique Kabbalah Satorah of Purim really is, and the Kabbalah Satorah in a way which is very powerful. There is a Meshech Chachma, Tvarim, Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Torah Tiva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilos Yaakov. Torah Tiva Lanu Moshe Morasha. Says the Meshech Chachma the following idea. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. We were Mekabal Torah again on Purim. Up until Purim, there was a Har Kegigis. We were forced into it. What's the Yisod? Pirshu HaKadmonim. This is awesome. It's really, really awesome. Pirshu HaKadmonim. Dehu Sheskilu HaTorah Asaga HaLiona V'Rao Kihu Devar HaTrechi. They saw, the Maharal, they saw that Torah is necessary at Maimon Har Sinai. We saw it was there. We saw it's all important. But you know what the problem was? The problem was we had only been Mekabel Torah in the context of a Ribono Sha'olam that was clear and apparent. In the context of a Ribono Sha'olam that took us out of Mitzrayim, that was doing miracles for us where we could all see him. That was the original Kabbalah Satorah. And even though it was forced upon us, the element that was forced upon us was that I have to function based on Torah when the Ribono Sha'olam is there, because Baruch Hu is present. I could see him. I have to be engaged and focused on Torah. But Kishan Haga Halokis Mistateres Peteva, when Kish Baruch Hu is hiding himself in nature, and I can't see Ribono Sha'olam, maybe Einanu Yichol Mistagal Pi HaTorah. Maybe Torah doesn't matter there the same way. Maybe Torah doesn't play the same kind of a role. Maybe I only opt into it. Maybe I'm only forced into it when everything is good. We're on good terms. So I have to have a certain kind of relation with the Ribono Sha'olam. I have to learn Matan Torah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. B'Yemei Esther, we learned a new chiddush about Torah. B'Yemei Esther, we learned that even when things are horrific, and even when things are terrible, and even when there is a Hester Panim, which is present, B'Yemei Esther, Shashgacha Haisam Mistateres, V'Yisrael Hayu Avdei Achashverosh, B'chol Zem Masru Nafsham. That's where we demonstrated that we buy into Torah and Torah values ad kedekach, that we are going to buy into Torah even when the Ribono Sha'olam is hiding himself, even when there is a Hester upon him. That there is a Yisod about Purim being a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, that the koach to celebrate and to note the necessity of Torah, the binding nature of Torah, even at that time, that is the new Kabbalah's HaTorah of Purim. Says the Meshech Chachma, what was that Modah Rabba L'Oraisa? What was that, that if we were Mekabal it at Matan Torah, that there's going to be some major questioning as to whether we were really bound by Torah, we were forced into it. The Pesach as follows, we would have thought that I'm forced into it, of course I have to do it, and I want to do it, not some Nishma. But maybe that's only when the world's good, and everything's nice, and we're getting along well, and everything's smooth, because Baruch Hu's doing miracles, that then I have a particular brand, a particular kind of a relationship to the world of Torah. To the world of Torah. But, I could have thought that Torah has no shaykhs otherwise. I could have thought Torah is not as binding in a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. It's only binding when Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself at Maamad Har Sinai, or holding up a mountain over me in the Midbar. The chiddush was, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. That, says Rav David Cohen, based in this Gra, that's the Ahavas Hanes that we had on Purim. What's the Ahavas Hanes? Real love manifests itself not when the two of you are standing one in front of the other. Not when the two of you are getting along and everything is very, very nice. You know what the deepest Ahavas Hanes was? That in the Purim, in the Nes of Purim, when there was such a Hester that we were messed up. The Gemara says, Haman said about us, we were Yeshenim in HaMitzvos. Yeshno Am Echad. We were weak. We were in a terrible place. We're hanging out at the Mishteh of Achashverosh. We struggle with our Achdas. Am Mefuz Mefura Mibena Amim. We're assimilated. We're in an era of Galus. Asher Haglat Mirushalayim. All of you that like the Echatrap, myself included. And it gives a little bit of a high at that point in time in the Megillah. True as all of that is. So it is. There's something there that it's mamish like tapping into Chorban. Klal Yisrael sin. It's a time of galus. It's a time of not everything is perfect. It's a time where there are where good Jewish women who are married to people like Mordechai could be taken and have to marry the king. It's a time when it's all that. But you know what the koach was? the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Bnei Yisrael realized, whoa, we thought we were on our own. We thought that we were in a galus and we had no control over anything. And it was all subject to the Achashverishes and the Hamans, and that's all that was going to be. We thought that. But you know what we discovered? We discovered it ain't so. We discovered it's not the case. The Ribbono Shel Olam is really here. We discovered there was a person like Mordechai, that when everyone else was wondering, is Torah really binding, that Mordechai was lo mishtachave. He was not going to bow down to Haman. He was not going to. There was no interest in doing so. And at that particular point in time, what we showed was that the depth of that relationship, which is present even in a moment where things are hidden. Where things are hidden. It's like, I think Rosen Zweig once said, it's a very like, you have Yamim Tovim, you have a Yantif with Mikra Kodesh, where there's an Isser Malacha, and where everything is very, very clear and apparent that it's a Yantif. You can't do Malacha, there are Chiyuvim in terms of the way a person has to dress, you know, and things like that. You also have certain holy days, let's point out, where it's not as externally apparent that the day is unique. Salvechik used to say over, if you look at it in Rishonim, there is, to my knowledge, not a single Rishon that thinks you have to dress nicer on Rosh Chodesh. It's in Yisov Shosh Avoda, perhaps, in a Kapachayim. You don't see it in standard Tzvarim and Shulchan Aruch to dress nicer on Rosh Chodesh. You don't see it there. Elamai said of Salvechik, because part of the Yisod of Rosh Chodesh, what he called in describing his father as the East Rosh Chodesh, was it's not about externals, it's a day of inside. It's a day of inside. And therefore externals don't have the same image, it's a day of inside. What's interesting is that Purim is a day of no real Isser Malacha, yet it's a day that has a degree of holiness. Chanukah, the same phenomenon. Some of you are thinking Thanksgiving also, similar kind of a phenomenon. There's something there. Let's have a good time. There's something there about Purim with the Heter Malacha, because it's not coincidental. One way of saying it. The fact that we can do Malacha on Purim and dress a certain way on Purim is not, meaning people are wearing costumes, is not because Purim is less of a day. It's because the Yisod of Purim is one. Again, even though I think people, B'derek Kal, wear nicer clothing for the Megillah and things like that. It's because on some level, the Yisod of Purim is a day without an Isser Malacha. It's within the realm of Teva. Within the realm of Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu still plays a role. So we celebrate Purim within the realm of Teva, not exiting it entirely. There is no Kiddush. We're going to say Havdalah tomorrow night. It doesn't have that same kind of power the same way. But there's something massively, massively chashuv about what Purim represents, about what Purim represents. This Yisod, if I can just like develop for a little bit more, is such a fundamental Yisod. It is such a fundamental Yisod for broader relationship and shaychus to Torah. Broader relationship to Torah. Many people's initial entrance into what we would call our personal Kabbalah HaTorahs, the Kabbalah HaTorah that Klal Yisrael had on Purim, because they have, many people's initial entrance to Kabbalah HaTorah is a Kabbalah HaTorah where things are dafka pretty good. What gets a person into Torah initially is being on good terms and having a good relationship. It's a good vibe and a good scene. That's why so many places that want to get you into learning do so with like wonderful food and meaningful relationships and creating a certain kind of environment, because that is an element of what Torah. It's a great way to be Mekabel Torah. That's the thing which is very, very powerful. That was a Kabbalah Torah, Matan Torah. I see a Ribbono Shel Olam. There are Kolos Uvrakim. He just did miracle after miracle after miracle. We will count them on Haggadah night. We'll count the Nisim that were there. Kriyas Yamsu. It's unbelievably powerful. And I'm saying that's one element of Kabbalah Torah. The Yisod of Purim is to be able to identify an element of Kabbalah Torah, of a relationship with Hashem and the power, Nitzchias, a necessity of Torah that takes place, dafka, afilu astara. You know, dafka in moments where things are more challenging. Dafka in moments where things are not as clear and not as apparent. That's real relationship building. That's real relationship building. That's what does it in a particular way. It's a very powerful form of Torah. I don't get too like schmoozy right now, but I will, if that's okay. We read it in the past. They say about the Ketos, that the Ketos, forget the Maisa of him and his brother in the single shirt. That's a Gevaldik Maisa. But the Ketos, they say, he wrote the Ketos, wrote the Sefer Avnei Miluim. Ketos, he said, he wrote under many of the Sfarim in his room right now, especially the the real top tier ones were ridden under real like financial stress. They were ridden under incredibly difficult circumstances. Bal Yad Tosfos, written in Crusades, letters of Rambam, what the Rambam was going through day to day, he was able to produce a certain kind of Torah. The Ketos was the most popular sefer he wrote. He was so poverty stricken at that particular time when he wrote the Ketos, that increased something about the kind of Torah that's there. I'm not highlighting poverty as a value nor persecution as a value, but the power of Torah which comes in those circumstances is something which is very, very real. Some of the best Torah has been written under incredibly trying circumstances. The Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, I believe, was written in many ways, they say, was written when he was in Siberia, Yecheskel Abramsky, writing a sefer Tosefta, where he wrote it, I believe, on scraps of even like tissues and toilet paper. He had no paper. He would just write on whatever he can get paper on, and he would write his sefer on Tosefta there sitting in Siberia. There's this unbelievable element of Kedushat Torah, which comes from times that are more challenging. And Ein Lecha Gedola from Mordechai. Mordechai, who was able to do it, and Mordechai is able to do it in a way which was at times not everyone buying into it. But look at the kind of Torah that gets produced in more trying circumstances. You know, how beautiful is that? Is a special Torah that gets produced in those kinds of situations. A special Torah. The Bayat Tovos in the Crusades. It's not coincidental. There's something about that that makes it a certain kind of commitment. There are two elements of Torah. The Torah, everything is great, and the Torah when things are more challenging. And the more that we tap into things, the Torah, things that are more challenging, the more that you're able to sort of like, to go to a particular place. Like Torah allows that in a way which is incredibly, incredibly meaningful. There are some people, none of you going to have a Tehillat Hashem today? This is a good Maisa recently. Matana Leibowitz said over a good Maisa recently. If anyone listened. No, about people from Chachmei Lublin when they were in the concentration camps. At the end of the day, they opened up a version of a yeshiva. They have Chaz and Masechtas together. Baal Peh. Because they had no hundreds of bot in there, but in the middle of a hell. There's some amazing, France over an amazing Maisa about it. We are filled, our history of Jews that dedicated themselves to Torah when things are challenging, when things are hard, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. That is the yesod of the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim. That's that Meshech Chachma. Points out David Cohen that the Level Yavla, Lopian quotes this and thinks it's really the Pshat in the Maral, that that's the extra Torah. We were forced into it, but there was still something a little bit lacking. Kol Zman, we hadn't had to celebrate because Baruch Hu's Torah, Dafka here. I'll just point out one additional Ha'ara before I'll summarize and sort of wrap up. That's what the Ish Kodesh writes, the Pizetz and Rebbe, who's really in many ways the Rebbe of Torah in hard circumstances, points out, according to Beis Aharon, that's why Torah was Dafka given in Chutz La'aretz. Why wasn't Torah given in Eretz Yisrael? Why wasn't Torah given on Har Moriah? Torah is given Dafka in Chutz La'aretz, and the Medrash points out it's Dafka given in a Midbar, and Dafka in a Mount Gerizim. It's to give the lesson, if Torah was given over in Eretz Yisrael when everything was good in Har Moriah, we would have said Torah could only be kept in Eretz Yisrael when everything is good in Har Moriah. The fact that Torah had to be given over in Chutz La'aretz in the way that it was to give a statement that Torah has shaychus at all times and in all places. There is never anything void of Torah. You can't say, I can't learn here. Torah is given over in less than ideal circumstances and pashat circumstances, and that's where a person's able to learn in many ways. That's the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim. You saw the following today. Yom Kippur and Purim have a connection. For the Gra, number one, Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem, it's one yantech. It's also, they're both about Kabbalah HaTorah. But what's the unique brand of the Kabbalah HaTorah when it comes to Purim? Two yisodos from Torah Sagra. The first yisodos from Torah Sagra, which is the pure Gra idea. Amad, v'gadar as haravis, megalgan malav as hakol. We bought into Purim. We want to be Mosif a mitzvah. Akadikach, we showed him as a kasha. Why isn't it Baltosif? We wanted to get in. We wanted an extra mitzvah. When we demonstrated we wanted an extra mitzvah, we showed we're into all of this. We love the system. We want even more of it. Nah, the whole thing is chayav. The second yisod, which is really a maral, based on the Gra, and the Meshech Chachma of David Cohen developed so beautifully, the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim is the Kabbalah HaTorah, and everything is not unbelievable. When everything is not great, when things are a little bit challenging, things are a little bit hard, maybe I'm a little bit tired, that's where we encounter this other element of a Kabbalah HaTorah, which is a very, very, which is a very, very real one. Our Purim is a little bit away. We're going to have our Kabbalah HaTorah Purim. Ein Lecha a year. Kaisel said a bunch of them, but this is one of those years of a certain kind of Kabbalah HaTorah. People envision sometimes before, you talk to guys in 12th grade about envisioning his year two, or year three in Eretz Yisrael. And people have a particular orientation where it's like, okay, I'm looking forward to time in Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And we have this like belief it's going to be like a version of Matan Torah at Maamad Har Sinai. Whereas, in truth, sometimes in a year like this, it was a year of a little bit more Hester. It was a year of Hester. It was a year where things were a little bit hidden. But the form and kind of Torah that we had right now and we've been able to push through is a very, very powerful one. And one that, as Hashem, is a stronger Kinyan HaTorah. There ain't no Moda Araba after this one. The Kabbalah HaTorah, which is very, very powerful and which is very, very wonderful.